hosts Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
It is channelradio.co.uk on this very sad day, actually, as our dear friend and big fan of his, David Bowie, as a lot of you may know, passed away yesterday. So we will, throughout our show, and I'm sure many of the shows on Channel Radio this week, will be remembering David Bowie and the fantastic music, an amazing man that he was. So our thoughts are with obviously his family, but obviously all you fans out there will have some David Bowie to play throughout the show. Yes, it's Who Cares Wins. And Happy New Year. I know it's the 11th of January, so people will say, aren't you a bit late, Angela? But actually, it's the first live show of 2016. So therefore, I am wishing you all a Happy New Year. And I trust that you had a very enjoyable, safe and healthy New Year and Christmas time. You may have seen a little bit more of sad news that my co-host Jan Mulligan has had to step away from the show this year. She has taken on with her work commitments. She's taken on a wonderful contract that she's won. And unfortunately, it means that that contract involves her working on a Monday. So sadly, for the foreseeable future, she may well surprise us and be back. So fear not, she's not gone forever. But at the moment, it's going to be yours truly as the host, as always, Angela Breyer-Stevenson, but I'm sure there will be some guest presenters along the way, one of which may be my guest and my wonderful friend and colleague that I've met over the last year or so through Wellbeing Symposium is Clara Gibson from the Isle of Thanet. Welcome, Clara. Thank you for joining me today. And Happy New Year to you.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Now, Clara is also challenging me with technology today because she's mentioned this lovely Periscope thing, which I know that a colleague of mine, Kerry Hales, uses a lot. And I think Jules Serkin has used it a little bit in the studio on Business Bunker, which, by the way, every Tuesday, 1 till 3, with Paul Andrews and various guest presenters. And so, yes, I don't know if I'm on now on Periscope. If I am, I'm waving at you. So if you know about Periscope and you want to tune into that and have a giggle at our exploits in the studio, then please do. It will be a delight. But also don't forget, you can get in touch with us via Twitter. We have our Twitter feed here on @CaresWins. So do send us a message, say hi, or let us know your health and wellbeing hints and tips, or even your health and wellbeing events. If you're doing talks, events, workshops, roadshows, all sorts of wonderful things for 2016, let us know. You can, of course, ring me. I have a phone. And so you can call us in the studio while we're here between now and 1 o'clock. You can call us on 01303 874 998. So you can give us a call and I can press all the wonderful buttons here and we can talk to you live on air. And that goes for if you have any questions for Clara as she starts to divulge her secrets of keeping health and getting your ability to improve your health and well-being and be happier, healthier and more effective. Then you may have a question for Clara. By all means, give it through the phone, give it through Twitter or Facebook. I've got the Facebook page up and I can switch between the two pages. So, of course, Who Cares Wins radio show. Now, before we go any further, Clara, I just want to remind people of some very important things. You may have seen, listeners, on Twitter, I have been manically reminding you and Facebook that we still have the competition open, which is the Inspire competition. And it's Miriam McGuirk. I've got a very squeaky chair, haven't I, Clara?
Yeah,
no, it's the chair, honestly. Miriam McGuirk, you may recall she was on our show and she's been on Business Bunker and she's a marvellous, fantastic author, talesfromturkey.com, if you want to have a look at her website. Well, she's coming on the show on the 1st of February. And so we've got a competition because she's very kindly offered to give away her latest two books for free. All you have to do to be in the chance to win these books is to tell us your quote or motto that inspires you or you live by. All you need to do is tell us what that quote or that motto is, either by Twitter using the hashtag Inspire or post it on our Facebook page, or you can email me here at the studio at whocareswinsradio.co.uk. The deadline is the 31st of January. So hurry, there are only a few more weeks left. And we'd love to hear what inspires you. What quote, what motto, maybe it's just a photograph. So I'm actually adding in that bit there. I'm being creative there. Do you like that, Clara?
Brilliant.
So yes, don't forget, winners will win the, or there'll be one winner, and they will be announced live on the show on the 1st of February.
Ooh,
by Miriam herself.
Exciting.
Can't wait to meet her because I missed her last time. And of course, I don't know if you can see this, the Wrinkly Road Show.
Yeah,
we are, who cares wins, we're actually going to be there on the 20th of January, and it is the first of many. We had Argo Life and Legacy on the 14th of December, talking about later life support. And they are running many of these road shows. It's all about support and advice on tour for the elderly or the older, or what I'd like to call the more mature generation. Don't think that includes me, the sensible ones, because I'm not. So if you want to come along, if you are in the local area of Allington in Maidstone in Kent, then you can come along between 9:30 in the morning until 8 p.m. at night. And there will be all sorts of people there. You can come along for legal advice, financial, accounting advice, benefit advice, adaptations or equipment advice, home care, nursing care, or maybe just you want some health and well-being advice, or you want to just simply find out fun things to do and clubs that might be in your local area and that people will be there exhibiting and be able to tell you or signpost you about those things. So we're going to be there. Fantastic. Who cares wins? I've got a stand. So I will be there waving at people and Ooh. Hopefully talking. Jan Mulligan, I know, will be there as well under her Greenleaf ergonomics hat. So if you miss Jan on the airwaves, you can always come along and say hi to her on the 20th of January. So do pop along. I will remind you on Facebook again, but the website, if you want to look at more details of the roadshow, it is The Wrinkly Roadshow, and their website is literally Wrinkly Roadshow. So that's W-R-I-N-K-L-Y roadshow.com. And you'll find all of the details on there, dates, times, and also future roadshow events, because Maidstone is the first of many. Of course, if you follow them on Twitter, it's at Wrinkly R. That's how you follow them on Twitter.
That sounds brilliant.
It's good to see.
Yes.
So, we've got notifications going on. We've got retweets going on. This is wonderful news. Thank you, everybody, for your retweets. Thank you for your posts on people retweet us, which is amazing. And we have retweets Definitely. From all over the globe, which I just love. But we need to make sure that we get things packed into the studio today. And one of the other things is sponsorship. We have always talked about Kent Connections, who are our sponsor for last year for Who Cares Wins Radio, which is the lifestyle and holistic care magazine that goes free around the UK, mainly Kent, hence Kent Connections. They are rebranding. They've got a new owner and they will launch their new magazine come March.
Very good.
Watch out. If you used to get it, it will be a nice, I've had a little preview. It looks great.
Looks really
refreshing and lovely.
Lovely.
And lots of colour, which I love.
Ooh, I like that.
So watch out for that. But of course, if you are interested, you've heard that we mentioned that you on air, you get posted in Twitters, you get mentioned on Facebook. So there's a good example of reach potential if you want to market yourselves. So get in touch if you want to look at sponsorship opportunities with Who Cares Wins Radio Show. Clara,
cool.
Let's talk now in depth about health and well-being. Now, Clara, those of you in the listening world out there may have heard Clara, who was on last year, actually. About this time, wasn't it, last year? I think maybe a bit later.
April.
Oh, it's April. My goodness.
20th.
Why do I think it was January?
Remember. Indelibly
is it ingrained?
Yes,
is it ingrained?
It is, yeah.
And I want our listeners just to have a little bit of, well, who is Clara Gibson? Maybe I don't know her. Maybe I didn't hear her show last time. If not, why not? It's on our archives on whocareswinsradio.co.uk. And Clara, you are from two businesses, two areas that you have. One is Your Health in Your Hands.
Yes.
And also we have another area which you call Make That Difference.
That's right.
It's in summary, it's all about helping people be well.
Yes, it's about helping people to take charge of their lives.
Yeah.
Everybody
and how did
can.
You get into this? If you could just let our listeners know sort of a little bit of a brief journey, because I want to also talk about some great stuff you're doing. Just to give people an idea of how have you got into this? Where's your background and knowledge in health and well-being and research of pharmaceutical companies?
Oh, yes. Well, lifelong, really, I suppose. I had a very unhappy mother who...
Can I just interrupt? Is it periscoping me or you?
Me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've been a star for about 10
super.
Minutes.
Oh, super. Hey,
yes,
I'm a star.
Yeah,
wow, that's amazing.
Yes,
okay,
lots of people
let's
joining.
Move on to Clara now.
Yes. So we, all right, so I had a very unhappy mother, put it right. that way, who was really into self-abuse, really.
Aww.
And I remember as a child being able to see that actually if she was able to change her focus, she would have actually been able to get a lot of pleasure. And so in my early teens, I was reading Freud and Jung and,
oh, yes,
and stuff like that. And have it's really been my life work.
Mm.
So although I always wanted to be an opera singer and I did sing and act around the world and stuff, I trained
and
as a nurse.
And now she's on Periscope.
I trained as and qualified as a nurse. Then I did a sociology degree. I sang and acted, decided that actually I wasn't going to change the world that way, wanted to change the world.
Right.
So did a sociology degree, specialised for my thesis in coronary heart disease and the way it was presented in the media.
Yeah.
And et cetera. And then I went and did a master's in health education.
Right.
I did my thesis on menstrual health and menstrual education.
Oh, wow.
And was really, really amazed at how really, you know, I mean, at that point I was probably, I think I was just in my 30s and girls were still being educated as I had been. Some of the work that I did with young girls actually got such fabulous feedback that girls whose lives had been sort of overrun by, you know, sort of PMT and pain and all of that sort of thing, changed their lives by being able to actually learn to work with their menstrual cycle and their energy and their creativity that changes through the month. So then I was a research scientist at the Institute of Psychiatry.
Okay.
And that really introduced me to some of the madness of the people specializing in madness, actually. And then I had actually some of my own disasters. So my first and second babies were born and died. I had 7 miscarriages.
Crikey.
I've spent 10 months in hospital having my one son that lived. So I had spent 5 months in having one baby that died and then another and all the way through. So I actually would nurse. I trained as a health visitor, did more research work, did research at the Royal London Homeopathic Hospital, did lots of research into.
And she's only 21, listeners.
And I'm only 21. I did actually also begin my PhD and I worked halfway through my PhD looking at the correlation between women's childhood experience and their pregnancy outcomes because obviously there was a home background.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I think actually we often end up making sense of our own world.
Yes.
And so I've always been able to see that people can change their own world.
Yep.
I've been very skeptical of the pharmaceutical industry always.
Yep.
And I have then read quite widely and I over many years and I was aware of how the pharmaceutical industry would actually get rid of for drugs that either hadn't passed or actually were out of date, selling them to, you know, ad hoc stall sellers in developing countries. And I've seen, you know, families have babies die themselves as a result of vaccinations and things. My last post, I was specialist health visitor for families working with children with significant disability and life-limiting illness.
Oh, wow.
And had great debates with actually very high-level politicians.
Oh, dear.
About actually the process of really keeping babies alive that actually would naturally not have lived.
So, again, and quite a controversial subject, I'm
well,
sure.
Well, I like controversy, yeah.
No,
actually.
You surprised me, Clara.
I think
she says tongue-in-cheek.
I think that very often we, and I can see it increasingly, that we've moved away from humanity to actually a profit-driven world.
Mm.
And I would see that the health service in many respects, and sure, it does amazing things and there are amazing people,
absolutely,
but it is a funnel to pharmaceutical profits and the pharmaceutical industry has less benefit than actually the vast majority of the people would actually, I think, give credit to. Mm-hmm. And so what I know is that actually if we start to wake up and be conscious in our own lives and the actions that we take in our own lives, what we put in our mouths, yeah, the way we think, the way we hold ourselves, the way we breathe, mm-hmm, the way we sleep, the way, you know, absolutely everything, mm, actually we give our body, which is the most remarkable thing on the planet.
It certainly is.
Actually, well, it's not quite the most remarkable thing on the planet because there is so much of nature,
yeah,
is just truly amazing.
Well, the planet itself, really, we start, I'm sure, was it Mr. Burt? Mr. Peak up in the sky? Up in the universe?
Oh, yes, Tim Peak.
Yes. Hello, if you're looking down on us and listening in to Who Cares Wins.
Yes, I hope he's listening in.
Yeah, give us a tweet and say hi.
He did actually send a tweet, apparently, about David Bowie this morning.
He did. Yes, he did. And I thought the whole spaceman thing, that was amazing. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. It is an amazing, you know, it's one of many amazing things, our human body.
Yeah.
And the miraculous way that it works.
Yeah.
Unconsciously, your breathing is, you know, just the mechanics of breathing. There's so much that's actually involved in how an inhalation happens.
Yeah.
But we don't think about that.
But well, we take for granted our breathing. Mm. And then very frequently people are so unaware of actually how they breathe,
yeah,
that they're very unaware of the fact that they almost don't breathe.
Mm.
And the very interesting thing is that when people get incredibly stressed, actually very interestingly, the thing that they do is they actually breathe hardly at all, and incredibly shallowly.
And shallow, and often from sort of up
just,
in the chest, isn't
just
it?
Just totally, yeah,
that
up
part
here,
of the lungs, yeah.
When they're breathing shallowly, that's, yeah, what they're doing. And so their body and their cells are not getting the oxygen that their cells are needing to deal with the oxidative stress that the stress that their thinking is,
yes,
creating,
yeah, yeah,
is causing. Yeah. And so there's all of this sort of vicious circle. And I left the National Health Service about 6-7 years ago after really battling so much with the management structure, who actually don't have the interest in dealing with the needs of families who, when they've got their children with significant disability and life-limiting illness, actually they were not able, in my view, I was not being permitted to work in ways that the clients wanted me to.
Right.
You know, I mean, ridiculous and appalling things. So we don't need to go into that here.
So you thought,
so
I'm going to
train myself. I'd already trained in counselling, 2 years family therapy, Institute of Group Analysis, loads of brief solution-focused therapy training.
Right.
And then I sort of fell out of love with the NHS, fell into training as a life coach. And then I did all of the NLP trainings, neuro-linguistic,
yes,
programming.
Yes.
So I'm an advanced master practitioner of NLP.
Fantastic.
And this past year, last year, I did the first two trainings of theta healing.
Yes, you
which
were doing
again is
that.
Really,
I think last time you were on the show, actually, I seem to recall.
Yes, I was
you
just about
just
to begin.
About, yes,
yeah,
that's right. Maybe we'll come back and talk about what that is, just to remind,
yes,
our listeners in a moment.
Yes, yes.
But I think it's time for some music, just so that people can digest that. And
yes,
they may have a question for you. So we need them to think about how they're going to contact us.
Yes.
Don't forget,
okay,
the telephone, 01303 874998. You can tweet us at CaresWins. I have the Twitter feed running here. And also we're on Facebook, and I've got the Facebook page up, which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. So while you have a think, or maybe a question for us, or even just in reply to something we've already mentioned about health and well-being, or just the new year, or David Bowie, or Channel Radio in itself, or even if you're looking at us on Periscope and you want to let us know something, then do let us know while we have a bit of music, which we thought was quite appropriate for the two of us. It is a David Bowie song. All of our show today is in tribute and honour to a wonderful, amazing man. And we've got Rebel Rebel, which I thought was great, Cara.
Very appropriate.
Exactly.
Actually,
so enjoy, and we'll be back in a tick.
Yes.
Bryars Wins with your hosts, Angela Bryar-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
It is. It's channelradio.co.uk. If you're tuned in on the web or if you're on TuneIn Radio, perhaps via an app or on your smartphone listening via Facebook through the Channel Radio Facebook page, it's me, Angela Bryar-Stevenson, here in the studio live back in 2016, onwards and upwards with fantastic guests throughout the year. And there are many more to come, I'm sure. Don't forget, you can contact us, as we said earlier. And of course, our show will also be airing various tracks of our marvellous, wonderful, I think anyway, David Bowie, who sadly passed away yesterday, age 69, Clara,
so young.
Which is just no age,
it's
really,
too
is
young.
It? So yes, we have our wonderful guest, Clara Gibson, in the studio. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you're on Periscope, I'd like to say a formal hello to you. Thank you for following. This is all new to me, so apologies if it's all a bit scary, but I apologise in advance. If you want to call us, 01303 874 998. Twitter is @CaresWins, and obviously Facebook is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. We'd love to hear from you, or you may have a question for Clara. Now, Clara, we've talked about Make That Difference, mm-hmm. and Your Health in Your Hands, your two yes. business areas of uh-huh. kept looking at people. But one of the things is, interestingly, you do have a talk that you're doing on Thursday, I believe.
Yes.
In Ramsgate in Kent.
Yep.
Tell us a bit more about how this talk came about, because you've done a lot of research into doing this, putting this talk on, haven't
yes.
you?
Well, this is the second time I've done this, and my intention is to take Your Health in Your Hands, what the NHS won't tell you, as far and wide around the UK
Brilliant.
As I can, to educate people
yep.
about what they can do to take charge of their health.
Brilliant.
And you see, most people, as we were mentioning earlier, actually do have, so many people have blind faith that actually the NHS is there to take care of them when they've got sick. And they will go along and they will take the medicines. And it's interesting because although these days our doctors don't wear white coats, but it's that little supposed person of authority. Who will or will not, because I've actually come across some really shocking stories quite recently.
Oh dear.
But you see, in Thanet, we actually have one of the worst health. We have some of the worst health statistics in the UK.
Oh, dear.
And when you hear some of the tales of the blind faith that people put in the National Health Service, and they just trundle along. You know, there's one gentleman who had his blood pressure taken 6 years ago and had been on repeat prescriptions of antihypertensives for 6 years with never once having his blood pressure taken. You know, and gone to the doctors with difficulty in breathing, sent home, then told to come back again when he could barely breathe to go and get some antibiotics. Prescribed antibiotics without ever being seen. You know, got them, went off on holiday, came back even worse, staggered down to the GPs, told he couldn't be seen, staggered back, nearly blew. Rung up, told to come and pick up an x-ray form. So this is never seeing the patient, you know. So at that point, the man was basically on his knees. He couldn't move. His son went and picked up the x-ray form. And son took him to the hospital. And he had had a completely collapsed lung by that point for over a month.
Crikey.
You know, so if you then hear see our statistics, and I mean, Your Health in Your Hands, starting in Thanet, wherever I take it, I would look at the health statistics. I mean, what's very interesting is that I think people have got so used to the idea that the NHS will pick them up and make them healthy and put them back on the road again. And I think our day surgery and all of the rest of it actually has got people to the point where they, you know, they have taken on board the fact that they are just the cogs in the economic wheel themselves. And all they need is, you know, it's a bit like you drive your car into the ground, take it along to the garage, have the wheels put back on, and then off you go again. And you never look at the way that you drive or the ground that you drive your car over.
Yeah.
You know, or the fuel that you put into your car. But generally, people will take greater care of their cars if we continue with the car analogy.
Yeah.
They'll make sure that they put the correct fuel, at least, into their car, because they don't want the inconvenience of the car actually no longer working.
So that's right. And it's that prevention is better than cure.
And the fact is our bodies can heal themselves.
Yeah. And I know that, obviously your experience, you've got actual first-hand experience from, as you say, some of the stories with the NHS and pharmaceuticals and drugs, etc. But on the flip side, I know from my personal experience, my involvement, if you like, with the NHS, with both my father and my mother, and also my husband, amazing. Especially the, what I call intensive, you're about to die, emergency service is amazing and out of this world. And something that we're very lucky, and I'm very grateful to have in this country.
Yes.
But you're right, because I do talk about with people, and I talk about it on air on here, about how we probably could help ourselves more, which may then relieve some of these waiting lists, et cetera, et cetera, which obviously there's a whole host of media discussions about NHS and whether it's going downhill. Uh-huh. But that could be something that we could talk about. And your health in your hands, it's a one-day talk or an evening talk?
It's an evening talk.
Just an evening.
A couple of hours?
It's
in two halves. The first sort of like takes you through some of the interesting information that is very known about the pharmaceutical industry, the effectiveness of the pharmaceutical drugs, even, you know, vice chairs of some of the biggest pharmaceutical companies acknowledging the fact that actually most drugs don't work for most people. That actually most...
You found that?
And that most cancer drugs, only 1 in 4 cancer treatments work. Now, there's another piece of research that I came across, which was a survey of oncologists, and some 80 oncologists were asked which of 5 general, you know, chemotherapy treatments they would, you know, choose to have if they developed, you know, cancer. 80% of them said they would have none of them. And I find that
I find it shocking,
but actually it's also unsurprising, because what we know is that actually more people die of the treatments related to cancer than actually the cancer itself.
Really?
And so, and we also know that actually, what was his name? American oncologist, Bernie Siegel.
All I can think of is the guy will come. John, and that's not right, so don't test me. I'm in my music head.
Okay. Bernie Siegel's his name, and he wrote Love, Medicine and Miracles. And, I became aware of his work in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that there was a sort of spectrum, that actually there would be... And this is true. This is true for the planet, really. There's sort of like your extremes. Your 5-10% at one end and your 5-10. This is the Pareto principle.
It is, yeah. 5-20.
But 5-10% of people who they get a diagnosis, for instance, of cancer, and they just sort of give up and they accept it, and that's it. They've accepted it. They go down that pathway in their thinking. Their thinking is all about, you know.
Yeah, it does affect your body.
The end
does.
I truly
agree with that.
And then there will be the other end of the spectrum, the other 5-10% who will alter anything to live.
Mm.
They will do anything. They will change their lifestyle. It is an opportunity for rebirth for them.
Mm.
And then the middle 80-90% just go and get the babysitter, you know, get the treatment done, go back and carry on as normal.
Mm.
And you see that, I mean, unfortunately, it's unfortunate to be using that sort of scenario, that scenario of, you know, sort of worst case scenario of how people function. But how often is it that people, you know, they get sick, they will take some supplements, they will eat better, they'll stop taking some drinking, they'll maybe reduce their smoking, they'll do all of those things, then they get better. They'll take the, they'll go to the doctors, they'll yeah. give the credit to the doctors that, you know, that, and then they'll get better and then they'll slip back to the way that they were before.
Yeah. And it's like, well, what have you learned?
Yes. And the thing is that, right, living is an aging process. Mm. The process of breathing creates oxidative stress in its own. It creates free radicals.
That's right.
Free radicals actually are very unstable sort of molecules needing oxygen. And if there isn't oxygen in the system that's easily available, they'll just leach it from your tissues.
Yeah.
So just the process of just living, not doing anything, is an aging process.
Yeah.
But then if you think about the pollutants, the radiation, electromagnetic radiation.
I know we're surrounded here, I'll be clear. I apologize.
You know, no, but that's just the way of life today.
Yeah.
You know, we've got, you know, stresses. Today, people's way of working, people have so much more job insecurity, whether they're teachers, they're nurses, whether they work in banks.
Mm.
You know, there is no job security. Increasingly, people can just be got rid of, you know, in a nanosecond if the organisations don't want them. Organisations are wanting to cut their costs. So they, and so people have all of those stresses. They choose to work through being sick because they're worried that that will impact them.
Mm.
So people need to wake up to the fact that actually, yes, we potentially we are aging all the time.
Yeah.
Now, there is also evidence that will indeed our numbers, our age, the number of years will increase.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, if we take care of ourselves, our thinking, our exercise, the supplements we take, every single mouthful of food we put into our body, you know, how we sleep, you know,
how we interact, how we talk,
socially,
everything,
absolutely
surely.
Everything.
Yeah.
Has an immediate impact on our ability to be healthy or our ability to be sick.
And I think that's a good point. We're going to pause there while we have another track, because I think it's also very linked to what we're talking about here. It's another David Bowie and a Queen. I don't know if you can guess it, Clara.
Yeah.
I'm going to test you now on David Bowie's. Under Pressure.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite appropriate in the sense of not only it's a tribute to David Bowie, but also we are under pressure. From all sorts of avenues, whether it be pressure from our own internal dialogue, whether it's pressure from society, whether it's pressure from magazines, models, whether it be the men's health magazines, the women's health magazines, and that's not the label title, that's the generic ones that are out there.
No, absolutely.
So I think, yeah, we need to think about the pressure that we're under, as you say, and about how we relating and linking with that.
Yes.
So let's have a little enjoyment with Under Pressure, and we'll be back in a tick.
Okay.
Days, it never ends, but it falls. sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
This is Channel Radio.
Change for Life is about small changes we can make to be healthier. For loads of ideas to cut back fat, watch the salt, make sugar swaps, or get your five a day, just search online for Change for Life.
Who Cares Wins, with your hosts, Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan. On Channel Radio.
It is Angela Breyer-Stevenson here on channelradio.co.uk. And of course, we have the lovely guest in the studio, Clara Gibson. Thank you, Clara, for joining me. And
pleasure.
Am I on Periscope again? She's
you
doing
are.
That thing. She's pointing at me.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've had a caller. I was talking about her and then the phone rang. So isn't that interesting
it's
how the
cool.
universe works?
Oh, it does work.
Because I should still have on the line, I hope, if I've done all the proper things, Brenda Cameron.
Hello.
Hello, Brenda. You're live on Who Cares Wins.
Brilliant.
Brenda, I saw your little note there that you're listening in live. You've tried to find us on Periscope, but it's not working or something for you.
Yes, I haven't managed to connect with either of you, but I shall have another go after the show
okay.
and see what I need to do.
Yes, I mean, I'm going to have some lessons from Clara afterwards anyway,
uh-huh.
so if
Brilliant.
I can, she can probably do maybe a group training
oh,
session.
Oh, yes, please.
So, yes. Now, Brenda, I was talking about you while the music was playing there, David Bowie's Under Pressure, because that's all very limited to our world. But also you, lovely lady, we had you on talking about the lightning process.
Good.
And I was going to shout about it that you are doing another talk for free. There's no cost there apart from people's travel. So I thought, well, rather than me talk about it, as you've rung in, you can tell our listeners when it is, where it's happening and what you're doing.
That is so kind of you.
You're
I just
welcome.
Want to say thank you to you, Angela, and also to you, Clara, because I'm interrupting what you're saying. So I'm very appreciative, but as we're in the same line, all
yes,
of us,
we are.
I thought you wouldn't mind.
I
no,
never mind. I love interactions, and I love interruptions. Good. Go for it, yes. Brenda.
Well, first of all, to say how devastated I think we all are about David Bowie.
Yeah.
Dreadful, really, and it just made me realise how lucky we are, because I'm just going to do a little run-up to telling you about my talk, because yesterday, I'm 66 years old, 66 years young, and going on, going on 21, and yesterday, I'm sure a lot of you saw on Facebook,
you did a 10K.
I completed my 10K run, with my youngest son asked me to go with him, and I was so thrilled to do it, and then when I saw about David Bowie, it made me realise how lucky I am to be so fit and healthy. And it is really hard to believe that, you know, not that long ago I was chronically ill with ME, had ME for 8 years.
Yes.
And in line with what Clara was saying, I was told there was no cure.
Yeah.
I was bedbound. I couldn't even have a conversation or get out of bed.
Horrible.
And fortunately for me, I discovered something called the Lightning Process, which is a 3-day training program that teaches you how you can influence your own health, life, and well-being. And now, as I just said, I'm fitter than I was when I was 21. I run every day, swim, take road trips around Europe, and I run a successful business as a Lightning Process practitioner. I'm a speaker.
You are.
So, coming to the bit that I want to tell everyone about, on January the 24th at the Horsebridge, I'm giving another one of my free talks to tell people about my recovery from chronic illness. I work with clients who have all kinds of chronic illness, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety, suicidal tendencies, chronic pain, food intolerances, many, many things. But I just want to, I'm giving a free talk to tell people how the lightning process
works.
Might work for them.
I'm just holding up the little flyer that you sent me, Brenda, on Periscope. So if anyone has tuned in on Periscope, they can see that. And if you're not on Periscope, but you're listening in live through channelradio.co.uk, of course, don't panic, because our show, we post everything we talk about on our Facebook page, and I tweet it as well. So if you have missed it, don't panic. I will repeat it at the end, all the details, and more importantly, the contact number to get hold of Brenda.
Hooray.
Thank you both. Very much.
More
really appreciate you letting me come on, and I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of the show. And good luck to you, Clara, with your talk in Ramsgate.
Lovely. Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, we'll hook up probably soon as well. See you soon, Brenda.
Sure,
take care.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year to you both.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh. Wonderful, Brenda Carroll. Yes, I've seen her talk at the Women Mean Business Conference. So, fantastic. Now, let's get into, you talk about your talk is on the 14th of January.
Yes.
So that's this Thursday. 7:30 p.m. 7:30 p.m.
The Ravensgate Arms upstairs. I'm hoping to persuade
and that's
local
where,
pubs
if people
to
are actually travelling down.
Become more healthy. That is in Ramsgate. It's in King Street, 56 to 58 King Street.
Is there a postcode?
CT118. NY.
Wonderful. Do they need to book or just
no,
rock up?
No, they just need to
turn up.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get my next talk. I'm hoping to do at least one a month.
Brilliant.
But then I'm wanting to really get them elsewhere as well.
And of course,
and again,
we will post
free.
Those if you let me know or post them on our Facebook page, Clara, then I can keep that in the loop for our listeners if they're, because I know we have listeners all over Kent, east, west, north, south and in between.
Yeah.
And also further afield. We have people up in Manchester and beyond, Africa, India, everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's marvelous.
Wonderful.
The States. We have people, we've had people ring in from the States, which is just, I'm just so grateful for people because I love the interaction. I know Brenda
we've
was
some people
saying,
joining us.
On Periscope as well, which is
Texas.
Fabulous. Wow. Hey, I might have to get my Stetson out.
You will. Yes, I should have come with mine actually.
Which, maybe we'll have to have some music next time. Yes. Related.
Yeehaw.
Now.
Yeah, sorry.
We digress as always. Now, Twitter's going mad, which is brilliant. And, time is passing by. Your simple, I don't want you to share all of your work because that's not fair. But for our listeners, you're talking about these simple steps that we can do to improve our ability to be healthier, happier, more effective.
Yes.
So are you able to share some of those with our listeners?
Well, I do have this little booklet that I have produced, and it goes through the 8 stages.
How do we get hold of that booklet?
People could contact me.
Yes.
Via, probably actually the easiest one is, info@makethatdifference.org.
Right.
Or my telephone number, which is 01843449813.
And, I'll repeat that at the end.
Contact me. Mm. But anyway, the fact is that first of all, people need to take charge of their thinking. Their thinking is absolutely key. We do not take a single action without having a conscious or unconscious thought. And when you think that every single word that we utter, even in our own heads, alters our biochemistry immediately.
I know.
And it will alter our biochemistry either to enhance our ability to absorb and metabolize whatever it is that we eat or otherwise. And so it is possible for people to eat religiously very, 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 very healthily, but be very, 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 very stressed in the process. And because of the biochemical changes of being so stressed, they actually will not be able to absorb or metabolize that food as well as they could.
Because the body's sort of, as you say, it's been changed.
But it's shut down. And stress also causes such phenomenal impact to our minds.
Mm.
You know, when we're very, very stressed, 1,400 different biochemical changes within a nanosecond close our brain down to the most to being able to only do the most familiar thing that we're used to doing. Mm. And most frequently for people, that's not healthy. Mm. So then eating anti-inflammatory food, the fact that our foods... anti-inflammatory foods are more vegetables. I mean, the fact is, I mean, the advert that was on a moment ago saying five portions.
Food Smart, yeah.
What we know, actually, is that five portions is way too low, and that really it's between about 9 and 14 portions of vegetables and fruit per day that we need to eat to have a chance of getting the nutrients that we need.
Yeah.
But our soils are so vastly depleted. This also is what the talk goes into.
Mm.
You know, that actually over the past 100 years, our soils have depleted to the same extent that the, so they are almost negligible in our soils. And at the same point, chronic degenerative diseases, including cancers, including diabetes, have actually increased by the same amount that that the soil
it's
has depleted
this
in.
Opposite, isn't it?
It's absolutely
like
opposite.
Down,
and
up.
Then the GMOs and the herbicides and the pesticides and everything like that, you know.
Yeah.
So actually the fact is that we need to supplement, but actually most supplements will do people very little good and may be less than beneficial.
Right.
Interestingly, some of the worst ones, but actually which are thought to be some of the best because they actually have very big companies like Pfizer's behind them.
Really?
Very interesting, and yet they don't dissolve. So it's very, very, very interesting that actually that some of the you need to get something that delivers the range of nutrients, phytonutrients, antioxidants, minerals that your body needs. You need the antioxidants, phytonutrients in order to deal with the levels of radical free radicals and oxidative stress.
Yeah.
And you need the minerals in the right formulation in order to be absorbed by your body to repair your cells.
Mm.
So you need that. Then you need to exercise well. And it's really very interesting if you consider how people ache. So many people ache all the time.
Especially when people talk about it being damp.
But actually what's really very interesting is that actually how people hold their bodies.
Mm.
And when people actually just don't really consider, just like they don't consider about their breathing, they don't consider about how they hold their bodies. And when your body, your muscles are all sort of like, you're just slumping, you know, you're not holding yourself very well.
But they haven't to work overtime to be in a slump.
Then actually it's not surprising that everything just crunches.
Indeed.
And it hurts.
Mm.
So it's really very interesting. We need a firm, strong musculature to actually hold our skeleton in the right position and also to be able to breathe well.
Mm.
You need to hold
open
your
up
body
everything.
Well, to breathe well, to digest your food well, etc. Then we need to drink. We need to drink water. We need to have really slightly isotonic water is better for us than just pure water.
Mm.
Pure water, it's very hard to get pure water these days. It's very toxic, a lot of it. But you need to actually get, create your, you can create it, pinch of salt and a squeeze of orange, lime, lime juice in your water. You don't need to drink the same amount, but actually it will be absorbed into your cells, flush
your
cells out, etc.
Yeah.
Then there's actually taking care of your skin, being careful about what you put on your skin because of the phenomenal number of chemicals and which are toxic, cancerous, etc. in the products that are sold to us.
Yep.
Then we need to actually take care of our mouth and our gut. You know, our gut actually is like our, it's an extension of our skin in some respects.
Mm.
And
I don't know if you've come across, we're going to try and get her on the show, but I don't know if you've come across the Digestion Detective. She does a lot of podcasts.
Oh, right.
And it's amazing. There's a very big focus on the gut.
Yes.
And intestines and how things and the workings and irritable bowel and all those sorts of conditions. So,
and all of those
have a look because she's on Twitter, but she has a podcast. Yeah.
Okay. Very, very interesting. If you consider that, you know, when people are right, so their stress actually is caused by their thinking, but actually affects their gut, and then actually that alters their pH. Mm. You see, I mean, the important thing, the reason about taking an anti-inflammatory and alkaline diet is that we're naturally alkaline, slightly alkaline.
Yeah.
If we keep our pH slightly alkaline, it's very difficult to get sick.
Mm.
But free radicals, you know, a meaty diet, processed foods actually make us acidic.
Acidic, yeah.
So then that throws out our pH,
yeah.
And then our natural healthy gut bacteria get thrown out of sync, etc. So then we get more sick because our gut becomes leaky, porous. We don't absorb our food, so yeah. We get the wrong things into our system, etc.
So one more, I know we're time-wise, or is that, and again, there's more detail behind each of those, isn't there?
So much more detail, yeah.
So you're going to be giving that out or talking about that at the talk?
I'll be talking about that at the talk.
But of course, if people want to get access to that little booklet you've done, then to contact you. So just a quick reminder before we start to wind down, because we've only got a few minutes left, that we do have your main website, makethatdifference.org.
That's my coaching website.
That's your coaching website.
Free trial session for anybody who would like to.
Fantastic.
So they can book a free trial session.
Get in touch with you.
Yeah.
And of course, you have Your Health in Your Hands, which is a little bit more complex in your web.
Yes.
What I need to type in.
All right. So it's yourhealth-inyourhands.usana.com.
Brilliant. And again, we'll post that on Facebook
and
so people can then hit the link.
Yeah, people can actually take their own free health assessment.
That's right. I've seen that.
It's at the How Healthy Are You link.
Brilliant.
And it will actually give them some guidance as to what they can do with their lifestyle changes.
Fantastic.
They can make. And it will also recommend appropriate USANA supplements.
And
they are the purest,
of course,
most potent.
That's one of your other areas. You've got so many hats that you wear. So of course you're in that proper chair to be able to talk to them about that as well, which is brilliant.
Cool.
Well, Clara, just thank you so much for the education on Periscope, but also for joining me again in the studio and actually going into a little bit more depth about the work that you do, the research you're uncovering, you know, fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Interestingly, some of the events that I want to give a shout about are, we talked about posture, and I don't know if you've come across the Feldenkrais method. Often it's linked with people that teach yoga. Sometimes they learn the Feldenkrais method as well. We actually had Sabine Blackaby on the show last year talking about the actual method, because she actually does run these workshops. So if you're interested in the Feldenkrais method, Sabine is coming back and she's going to be at the Bluebell Hill Village Hall, which is in Maidstone, ME59QR. She's coming back to run a workshop on the 27th of February. It's a Saturday, improving our balance and stability.
Lovely.
It's £30 to include tea and cake.
Uh-huh.
And it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So I'll post all the little description about the Feldenkrais and the actual workshop involving. But if you want to get booked on, and I really urge you to book now because it really fills up quickly, is to contact Julie Raitt, and she is on 07903-839-292. Or her email is julesw, that's J-U-L-S-W, at blueyonder.co.uk. I would encourage you to go because it really does focus the mind on our posture and also how we move. We don't think about how we walk, how we stand, how we sit. If you can get along there, that's great. Don't forget Brenda Cameron's talk on the 24th of January. It's 11 a.m. to 12:30, and it's the Horsebridge Centre, which is Horsebridge Road in Whitstable in Kent. That's CT51AF. If you want to talk to Brenda, and you want to touch base with her, then of course brenda@brendacameron.co.uk. And of course I have retweeted her today, so she is on Twitter at Brenda Cameron and the number 2 at the end if you want to liaise with her and hook up with her there. I would love to go into much more depth, Clara, about all sorts of things that you do, but we are about to be cut off from our recording, so I don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
And of course, there are other great shows coming up, as always, on Channel Radio. We have, obviously, at 2 o'clock, we have Richard Hubbard. We've got Jamie's Jazz Show at 5 o'clock. We've got the Big Band Special at 6. Grown Folks Grooves with Conrad at 7, and the Revolution Show with Martin. And that's just today. There are oodles of fab shows on Channel Radio. So do tweet, do get in touch, do interact, because we love it. And I love the interruptions. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us, Clara, and all the listeners on Periscope and all the worldwide dominations of social media.
Yes.
We'll be back next week. I will be in the chair again with another guest, although we may have to reschedule a few things. So if not, I'll just talk to myself. unless Clara wants to come back and talk more. But yes, it has been a pleasure. And we're going to play out with Fashion by David Bowie.
Cool.
Our condolences and our thoughts are with all of the family. Yeah. Take care, everyone, and have a healthy week.